Dear people, the Bible makes reference to seven angels in Revelation 1 verse 20, 2 verse 1, 2 and 8, 2 and 12, again in 2:18, 3:1, 3:7, and lastly in 3 verse 14. These are the angels who have been placed over the seven churches. Bible scholars have long debated who or what John meant by the angel. The Greek word used for angel is angelos, and it always refers to literal angels elsewhere in Revelation. I believe these are literal angels assigned to the churches that embody the prevailing calling and spirit of the church. I would hate to think God has not assigned angels to us personally and our church, because I know the enemy has his demons assigned to us. Recently, Kathy Oates saw in a vision the angel of our church. I believe this is a vision and revelation from the Lord, and is encouragement for us to press into and be all who God has said we are, and pursue all we are called to do. Kathy Oates wrote, "Sometimes when we come into churches like this, the Lord opens my eyes and shows me the angel of the church. I got a glimpse. It is a female angel. I don't stumble over that because in heaven there is neither male nor female, but I believe this personifies the nurturing, caring, and mothering calling on this church. I saw that there was a gold crown and it was interwoven, and on the crown there was a lot of clustered stars. Stars usually signify smaller groups or churches that would be birthed from this church, and it was in the crown, which is the authority level. There will be authority given to this church over smaller groups, whatever they are. I'm not sure, but you will have to ask the Lord about that. I saw a wind blowing and blowing, and I saw in the vision of the wind that it would be gentle at times, and then there will be a gale force wind. My guess is that you would specifically go in and out of moves of the Spirit, but there will always be a move of the Spirit here. The other thing I saw was that the angel was sitting, and it opened a book, and I heard the book of life. So the words that will be spoken here will be words of life that will produce life in people. This is really important, as this is God's heart. Usually when I see these visions, I see the heart of God for what He has for the work. He's given leaders that have the gifts to carry it out. This is important. The angel has brown hair, which is the covering of humility, and it has a gold waistband and is clothed in white, which speaks of purity. You have a real combination of humility, purity, and moving with the Spirit of God. When there is a strong move of the Spirit, and then the receding of that move is as the wind subsides, there will still be a blowing here. The wind is still blowing here." Kathy Oates. John 14:2 says, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." This word confirms our church's role in the Father's house. We have a vision for our church to be part of the Father's house. I have always felt the church was to be the center, the heart of that ministry, but not the total ministry. The stars represent other ministries, churches, and groups both here and in the nations that we will get to come alongside and help in the gospel ministries. It is also encouraging to note that the Holy Spirit's ministry is a very mothering type ministry. He nurtures, comforts, and teaches. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.